It's time for Wildcat News, a look at what's going on in the Humboldt Community Schools, brought to you by Northwest Bank.
And welcome to Wildcat News. We kind of take a look at what's going on within the school districts, and we're going to talk music today.
We are indeed.
Yes.
That is what I do.
Ben Shavers, hello, welcome back. You were here, what, a couple weeks ago?
I was telling y'all to get to the musical.
Yes, and that went well.
It did. We were very behind, you know, with the renovations. We didn't quite get into the auditorium, you know, as soon as we like to every year. But they put on a fantastic show. The difference from our parents' performance, where we do basically a dress rehearsal and we allow, hey, you know, come see what your kids have been working on for a couple months, to the actual performances, was night and day incredible. And sometimes it's that last little, you know, push to get them, oh, there's an audience. But it really, the leads, the extras, the different, even the small roles, it's like every role is important and you got to try to get that across to them. And they put on a great show. Like, I would say probably almost the best show of the 4 years I've been here. So it was really exciting to see them, like, very much peak, you know, our crew running the blackouts. You know, you got to, okay, switch set, you know, how fast can you do that? And working that to see them put it through, like, we did the show in like in exactly 2.5 hours. Like, that's right on par. So it was great to see them. They put on a great show and...
Congratulations on that great performance.
Thanks.
What's coming up next for the music departments?
Well, now we jump into our winter concerts. So we've got the 5th through 8th grade vocal concert. So choir concert is going to be here Tuesday next week, Tuesday, November 18th at 7 p.m. And that'll be tickets at the door. And I think the 5th grade is exempt, though, because they're still in that grade of they still are required to take a music class. So this, we make it allowed that they get to come in for free. But yeah, so that'll be our vocal concert next week. So that'll be a lot of fun to see. We've got a lot of kids this year. We've got, I think our 5th grade choir's got over 60 or 70 in it. 6th grade's got about 50. So does our 7th and 8th grade. So we'll have those three groups performing. And then I believe December 6th is the 5th through 8th grade band concert. I may be incorrect, but I'm pretty sure that's the date. So we'll have... Middle school vocals will be before Thanksgiving break, and then they'll come back, have the band concert, and then our Christmas concert, I believe, will be December 15th. But
and you can always go to the school website and check the calendar.
You can indeed. Check the website. It has all of our school dates, our fine arts dates on there. I don't know if we've talked about this, but we had a lot of kids this year audition for Allstate. We didn't have anybody get in for honor choir, honor band. But again, every year we tell them it's working towards that goal to realize what the work they have to put in and the growth that comes from even just the practicing. Like, I didn't make it this time. Okay, don't quit everything just because you didn't make it in. But knowing that experience is hopefully making you a better musician. And just like in life, it's like you're never going to win everything, but you practice and you get better and you get stronger. And next time, come back and do a little better. So,
again, performance is coming up when?
Tuesday, November 18th is the 5th through 8th grade vocal concert, and then December 6th, I don't know what day that is, actually, off the top of my head. Whatever December 6th is will be the band concert, and then we'll have our combined high school concert on December 15th. I think that's a Monday.
Nice. Anything else that you want to talk about today?
Let's see. Our auditorium looks amazing. It's here. We're very close. We're just finishing a few fine-touching things. We'll officially have our, I think our new soundboard came in this week, so that's exciting. So we'll see, get all that put in. So for our Christmas concerts, everything should be totally, totally set up and brand new. And it was for a musical too, but there were still, you know, finishing touches on the edges that we're waiting for. So I'm really excited to see that full force now, to have like everybody in there and be like, wow, and it looks really good. We'll have that going on and come out and support the arts.
I know the acoustics with this new system, didn't you say that they have speakers now up front? Mm-hmm. So there's no dead spot as opposed to projecting everything to the back of the auditorium.
Yeah. So we've the speakers that are up in the ceiling still are there. They're the same we've had, but we've added a whole row. So the stage is about 6 inches deeper than it was, which some people are like, you already had a big stage and now it's bigger, but eh. So what it does, though, is allows us, we've got, I think, 4 or 5 speakers set now in the front. So they'll actually come straight out to that first couple rows instead of kind of, if you come to, like, when I'm sitting in the pit, I even did it here for musical, when I'm sitting in the pit conducting, it's kind of like, wait, is that singer, is her mic working? And I'll almost like lean back because it's like, I've got to lean and like listen, because you're just, even in that front section, there's just kind of this dead space of like, are we louder than they are, or is the singer being heard? And you can't quite tell, and you take a step back and you're like, so I'm conducting and I lean back in my chair. Oh no, they're coming through. Okay, we're good. So that'll hopefully alleviate that and it'll give us a little more control to be put sound where it needs to be. So
it does make a viewer's perspective much more enjoyable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. So.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Ben Shavers has been our guest on Wildcat News this morning. Always good to see and visit with you.
Yes, sir. It's always fun.
All the best to you through the holidays.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
So. It's going to be a lot of fun. And good luck with the performances next week.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
It is 729, 33 degrees. Wildcat News is brought to you by Northwest Bank.